Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Sota. Once the woman is a Sota, as we've seen previously, Hayumalin Osola Bezdin, Hagadol Shibushalayim, tells us Mishnah Dalad. We used to take her up to the Bezdin Hagadol Shibushalayim, that's the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin meets in Lishkas Hagazis in the base of Mikdash in Yerushalayim. Now, once they get her there, Ma'amin Aleha. The Sanhedrin tries to make her understand the seriousness of the consequences of drinking the water if she has sinned, and frighten her with the truth, basically, so that if she is guilty, right, she will admit it. Now, of course, admitting guilt in this adultery would, of course, have significant financial consequences and probably social ones as well, but that's still better than the grotesque death brought about by the Mayim Hamarim. And the Mishnah tells us Kederach Shemayim Nesedin Nefashos. This is comparable to the way we try to make witnesses in a capital case understand the seriousness of testifying and of getting a man killed if he's not actually guilty. And again, there too, the purpose is to kind of frighten them with the truth so that they understand the magnitude of what they're about to do. And of course, if they are true witnesses, then they understand the importance of what they're about to do by fulfilling the mitzvah of bi'artahara mikirbecha, getting rid of the evil in our midst. But if he's not really guilty, they're basically going to kill an innocent man. And so we hope that will then frighten them to not want to testify falsely. So that an innocent man, the innocent death. And so this is pretty much the same kind of thing. We're trying to help her understand the magnitude and basically scare her. If you really sinned, then your better play is to admit it. And the Sanhedrin also talks to her with understanding. Listen, people make poor choices, and those poor choices lead to other poor choices. Biti, our daughter, my daughter, Harbe Yayinosa. Wine can bring about a lot of bad outcomes. Harbe Schok Osa. Frivolousness can lead to poor decisions. Harbe Yaldus Osa. Immaturity can lead to inappropriate behavior. Friends who are negative influences can lead us astray. It is totally understandable that sometimes we get in over our head and we do something bad. If, therefore, they say to her, if you have sinned, please admit it and accept the consequences, which are, of course, as we said, still much more lenient than the punishment brought about by the water. Now, part of the making of the Mayim Hamarim Ha'arim is that the Parsha of Sota from the Torah is written on cloth, and then that ink is scraped off the cloth, which is how you erase ink off of cloth, into the water. And so the Sanhedrin continues, Asi Lishmo Gadol Shenichtav B'Kedusha. Do so, admit your guilt, if you're guilty, for the sake of Hashem's holy name, that is written in holiness. Shelo Yimacheh Alamayim, so that it does not need to be erased into the water, because that would be only necessary if she's actually going to drink. If she's admitting, he said that somebody who's already admitted guilt doesn't drink the water. And so then Hashem's name wouldn't need to be erased. They tell her tales of heroes from Tanakh who sinned, but admitted and acknowledged their misdeeds. Stories that if she persists in denying her guilt when she's actually guilty, she is not even worthy to listen to the stories, because these are of great people, and she is clearly not great if she's unwilling to admit her guilt and grow through that. And the truth is, the Chomish Bach Zabiyah, not just her, Bezaliyah, not just her, her family, who are likely to have come to the Beis HaMikdash to support her claims of innocence, are equally unworthy to hear of our righteous heroes if they do not include in their message of support something along the lines of, listen, we love you, But if you did it, it is really best for you to claim it, to admit it. Admit it, do tshuva, and accept the consequences. That's really the best thing for you to do if you're guilty. Of course, we believe you fully, and we love you, and if you say you didn't do it, we believe you, and we stand here behind you. But if they don't include that bit about, if you did it, it's best for you to admit it, then do tshuva and accept the consequences, then they are equally unworthy of hearing the stories of our righteous heroes who sinned but did tshuva and publicly acknowledged and admitted their misdeeds.